allegations of sexual abuse at some of the most prominent boys' schools in the country, a positive assessment of the Taoiseach's meeting with the British Prime Minister, a price hike on lager, and Munster's victory over South Africa are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. For its lead story, the Irish Independent runs with pictures of four former teachers at Blackrock College in Dublin who are at the centre of multiple sexual abuse allegations, who featured in a book about deceased members of the Spiritans Order, which paid glowing tributes to each of them. New details which emerged about the level of abuse at Blackrock College this week on foot of a documentary aired on RTÉ Radio on Monday and subsequently on Liveline prompted a former pupil at Belvedere College in Dublin to talk to the Irish Times about how the Jesuit order dealt with similar allegations. In an interview with Patsy McGarry, David O'Gorman questions why the Gardaí have announced an investigation into the Spiritans, yet despite 149 allegations of abuse against 43 Jesuit priests and a payout of €7.4 million, there has been no investigation of the Jesuit order. Window of opportunity to resolve protocol row as Taoiseach meets Prime Minister. That's the lead headline in today's Irish News, which quotes both leaders' optimistic assessment of yesterday's meeting in Blackpool. For its lead story, meanwhile, along with the headline, "The People Who Are Running Our Country," the Belfast Telegraph runs with headshots of the 10 senior civil servants who have been running Northern Ireland since the caretaker ministers who had been in place since the dissolution of the executive in May left their roles last month. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a directive from the OPW ordering that the Christmas lights at RTÉ, the GPO and other buildings under its control are to be switched off at certain times of the day to save money and energy. Yesterday's announcement from Heineken that it's increasing the cost of its lager to publicans by 9% generates the lead story in four of today's papers. The Irish Examiner estimates that customers can expect to pay 50 cent more per pint from next month. And possibly the only people in the country who welcomed news of the price hike were the headline writers in today's tabloids. "Ah, beer, leave it out," is the headline in the Irish Daily Star. "It's brew must be joking" in the Irish Daily Mirror. And "beer's some bad news" in the Irish Sun. Elsewhere this morning, Katie Harrington has a piece in today's Independent about her largely positive experience of travelling on the new quiet carriage on the Cork to Dublin train. If you were listening to this slot yesterday, you might have heard me mention a castle for sale in Cork on the front of the property supplement in the Times. Well, not to be outdone, the Independent has another castle for sale on the front of its property supplement this morning. It's Craig Castle in Galway, and it's on the market for €1.85 million. And finally, the Star reports that Subutio, the table football game, much loved by children of the 70s and 80s, is enjoying a revival. There's even a Subutio World Cup, which Ireland competed in last May in Italy and got to the group stages of. You might also remember that the Undertones immortalised the game when they mentioned it in their hit song, "My Perfect Cousin." Well, fittingly, Martin Ogue Bradley from Derry, who posts Subutio videos on YouTube, which are being credited for helping to promote the game, is a nephew of the Undertones bass player Mickey Bradley.
"My perfect cousin, Fiona, thank you very much." I can even quote the line, but I won't. "Fiona, thank you very much." It's 12 minutes past 8.